Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom mixed with a healthy dose of real talk. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a missed deadline, a tough conversation with a loved one, or just one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong. We've all been there. Today, we're diving into building resilience through emotional intelligence because let's face it, navigating this crazy world requires more than just grit and determination. It's about understanding our own emotions, recognizing the emotions of others, and using that knowledge to bounce back stronger from whatever life throws our way. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your superpower for dealing with the daily challenges, the unexpected setbacks, and even the triumphs that come our way. Now, I'm not talking about becoming some Zen master overnight. This is a journey, my friends, a continuous process of self-discovery and growth. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build that resilience muscle. First things first, recognize your emotions. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Take a moment to pause, breathe, and honestly assess what you're feeling. Are you frustrated? Anxious? Excited? Naming those emotions is the first step to understanding them and how they influence your actions. Ever notice how easier it is to react impulsively when you're caught up in a whirlwind of emotions? By acknowledging them, we create space between the stimulus and our response, giving us a chance to choose a more thoughtful and constructive path. Second, learn to manage those emotions. This doesn't mean suppressing them or forcing yourself to feel happy all the time. That's just unrealistic. It's about finding healthy ways to express and process them. Exercise, meditation, journaling, talking to a trusted friend, these are all great tools for managing your emotional landscape. Remember, resilience isn't about being immune to negative emotions, it's about learning to navigate them effectively. Third, cultivate empathy. This means stepping outside of yourself and trying to understand the perspectives and feelings of others. It's about active listening, showing compassion, and building genuine connections. Why is this important for resilience? Well, empathy allows us to build stronger relationships, create a more supportive environment, and ultimately feel less alone when facing challenges. Fourth, practice self-awareness. This involves paying attention to your thoughts, behaviors, and triggers those things that tend to set you off. By becoming more aware of your patterns, you can start to break negative cycles and make conscious choices that support your well-being. Think of it like this. Self-awareness is the foundation for personal growth and resilience. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. This one can be tough. We often feel like we have to figure everything out on our own. But the truth is, we're all human, and we need support sometimes. Leaning on friends, family, or even a therapist can make a huge difference in building resilience and navigating difficult times. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a tight deadline. Suddenly, your computer crashes, your coffee spills all over your important files, and you realize you forgot to submit that crucial email. Talk about a recipe for disaster, right? But here's where emotional intelligence comes into play. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the frustration, remind yourself that it's just one setback, and then focus on finding solutions. Maybe you reach out to your colleague for help, prioritize the most urgent tasks, or simply take a few minutes to clear your head before diving back in. By staying grounded, managing your emotions, and focusing on what you can control, you turn a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. So remember, building resilience through emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It's about continuously learning, growing, and adapting to the challenges life throws our way. Start by practicing these 5 key takeaways, be patient with yourself, and celebrate those small victories along the way. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you cultivate resilience in your own life? Share your thoughts, stories, and insights on social media using #TheDailyStoicBlueprint. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of Stoic wisdom and real-world inspiration. Until next time, keep it real and keep pushing forward. You're capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.